37 hours before the polls opened in Virginia and Washington, the president appeared live on national television to announce that he had ordered an air attack in and around the Tunisian city of Tala. Yidal's terrorist unit was believed to train there, in a well-stocked compound on the edge of town. And so the country became glued to yet another mini-war, one of push buttons and smart bombs and retired generals on CNN prattling on about this strategy or that. But Yidal had his sources, most likely the Israelis. The compound was empty when the smart bombs dropped in from nowhere. They hit their targets, but killed not a single terrorist. A couple strayed, however. One venturing into the center of Tala, where it hit a hospital. Another hit a small house where a family of seven was fast asleep. Fortunately, they never knew what happened. Tunisian television was quick to cover the burning hospital, and at daybreak on the East Coast, the country learned that the smart bombs weren't so smart after all. At least 50 bodies had been recovered, all very innocent civilians. At some point during the early morning, the president developed a sudden, uncharacteristic aversion to reporters and could not be reached for comment. The vice president, a man who'd said plenty when the attack started, was in seclusion with his staff. The usual finger-pointing and grandstanding and calls for investigations happened before noon in Washington. And on the campaign circuit, those still in the race took a few moments to reflect on just how ill-fated the mission had been. None of them would have engaged in such desperate retaliation without better intelligence. None but the vice president, who was still in seclusion. As the bodies were being counted, not a single candidate thought the raid was worthy of the risks. All condemned the president. But it was Aaron Lake who attracted the most attention. In a carefully worded statement, he said without notes, "We are inept. We are helpless. We are feeble. We should be ashamed of our inability to wipe out a ragtag little army of less than 50 cowards. You cannot simply push buttons and run for cover. It takes guts to fight wars on the ground. I have the guts. When I am president, no terrorist with American blood on his hands will be safe. That is my solemn promise." In the fury and chaos of the morning, Lake's words found their mark. Here was a man who meant what he said, who knew precisely what he would do. "We wouldn't slaughter innocent peasants if a man with guts were making the decisions." Lake was the man.